Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Lance Roberts. The lovely Scarlett Fakar in studio with us, our executive producer for the Real Investment News website coming your way soon. We're going to be putting a lot of stuff out towards you to help you. And again, you know, a lot of people are just like, Lance, your stuff, it's so complicated. There's so many charts. We're going to make it easy. We're just going to put it in 3-minute videos. So
that's the whole point.
Just
making it easy.
Cup of coffee. By the time you can drink a cup of coffee, you can watch a video. There you go.
And you can just keep replaying it over and over. Yeah.
Learn something new every day. We're talking a little bit about pension funds and the problem that exists with pension funds, and particularly for individuals that are moving into retirement, depending on their pension, depending on Social Security, et cetera. There was an interesting article out today that is basically discussing what pension funds are doing now, trying to close that funding gap that I was just talking about. Now, remember, here's how the funding gap works. Let's say that we're a pension and we've got $1 million in our pension and we've got a 10 people that work for us and they're all dependent upon getting $1,000 a month when they retire. Now, this is some easy math. I simply take the number of people I have working for me. I calculate out they're all going to retire on the same day 30 years from now. So how much do I need in the future, in 30 years from now, how much money does my $1 million have to grow into in order to be able to pay them out $1,000 a piece per month for the rest of their life? So that's pretty simple math. And so once I know that end number, I can then tell you what my growth rate needs to be to make my $1 million grow there. So let's say it's 8%. So I write that down on my book. I say, okay, $1 million today, my growth rate expectation is 8%. And if I get 8% every single year in the market or better, then I will have enough money to meet the requirements. Well, the problem was that the pension funds didn't get 8% a year. They didn't get 7. They didn't get 6. They didn't even get 2. Since the turn of the century, pension funds are now grossly underfunded because, yes, they had some years where they had some good returns, but in year one, if I'm supposed to get 8% a year in year one, I get 8%, but in year two, I get 0. In year three, I've got to have the 8% from the year before plus the 8% for this year, so now I've got to have 16% in year three just to get going. If I underperform there, it compounds, and that's what's happened to these pension funds, with these unrealistic expectations on growth. So as I said, these pension funds are now desperate to create some rate of return that can get them closer to that mark so they don't have to contribute as much to the pension fund. Now, listen to that for a second. We have individuals that are dependent upon their pension to retire on, yet they don't want to contribute more to their pension because they want to spend all their money today. This is the equivalent of going home and say, you know, I need to save some money for retirement, but I'm going to spend all the money I have today, and I'll worry about saving tomorrow. Or I'm going to put a little bit of money in the market. I'm going to invest really aggressively, so that way that money will grow to be the money I need for retirement, but that way I don't have to save any money today. I can just try to grow my way to my retirement. The problem is it never works out that way. Never has. This is why 90% of Americans have less than $500 in the bank to meet an emergency. The reason that pension funds are so desperate is the vast majority of them are super underfunded. I'm not talking about minorly underfunded. We're talking about government pension funds that are 50, 60, 70% underfunded. Illinois, the worst case. And we were talking earlier about how Social Security is rapidly running out of money, which is also another problem. But according to credit rating agency Moody's, state and local government pension plans are $7 trillion short in funding. Corporate pension funds are underfunded by another $375 billion. And the reason is simple. Investment returns are too low. Then, of course, you compound that fact. The first year you have a nice, nasty bear market of 10, 20, 30%. You destroy years of the expected growth rate for those pension funds, and all of a sudden, that hole, that shortfall in pension funds explodes. And now they become desperate. We start doing things like we're doing here in Houston. Let's just pass a $1 billion bond so we can take taxpayer dollars and shove it to the pension fund and shoulder the pension fund onto the back of taxpayers. Wait a minute. You mean the city of Houston, who has been ineffective in managing their pension fund, and are now responsible for their pension fund. They don't want to fix their problem. What they want to do is, instead of allowing you to keep more of your money to invest in your own retirement, they want you to pay more taxes so they can take your tax dollars and put that in the pension fund for other people. Think about that.
Lance Roberts Blog. It's required reading for the informed investor. Catch it today at realinvestmentadvice.com.